Blog Talk Radio.
It took a little bit longer for my wife to come on board. I kind of just explained to her, really focusing on the end goal of saying, we make a considerable income. If we clean up this mess going forward, we'll be able to do anything we want.
Welcome to the Midday Money Show Rewind. I just made that up, folks. I'm Toni Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and I love to talk about all things as they relate to your money. My throat is still not at 100% this week. I'm still dealing with a viral infection that could or could not be strep. Still waiting on lab results. As such, I'm going to let my voice rest for the rest of the week and dig back into the Midday Money Show archives and bring you some oldies but goodies in terms of interviews that haven't been shared in a while. We're going to dig back into the archives and look at this week, people that have some pretty inspiring debt-free stories. Time for us to really focus on that again. So while I heal, I want you to be inspired.
So this week on the show, we have a special guest, Brian Brandow. He blogs at DebtDiscipline.com, and he joined us to talk about reaching a recent huge financial milestone with debt. Brandon and his family of five began their journey out of debt in June of 2010, and they hit some snags and setbacks along the way, but they didn't give up. And as he relates his story today, I want you to remember, this is definitely something that you can do. This can ultimately be your story too, as long as you stay persistent, exercise a little bit of patience, and work that plan. So let's get into Brandon's story and find out exactly how he and his family of five worked their way out of debt. Thank you, Brian, for joining us today. This is probably one of my most favorite subjects to do in terms of talking to people on our podcast, to talk with people who have set a goal to pay off debt and accomplish it. So, Brandon, I'd like to let you do the honors. Why don't you tell everybody what you and your family were recently able to do?
Well, in September, we paid off $109,000. Well, completed paying off $109,000 worth of consumer debt.
Okay, so in September you finished, you reached that goal. Woo, congratulations to you. So how long did it take you all to do that?
It took us 50 months, so a little bit over 4 years.
So you're married, and you're a father of three.
Two boys and a girl.
And from the picture, are they teenagers? I don't know if that was a recent picture.
Yeah.
Are they teenagers?
So, yeah, so we have 15-year-old twins, boy and a girl,
okay.
And then I have we have a 12-year-old son as well.
Okay, so pretty much old enough to really understand what's going on, right?
Oh, yeah. that's kind of been part of our, part of the 4 years, 50 months has been really discussing finances, with the kids and involving them in the debt payoff.
Okay, cool. So I definitely want to get more into that, but before we do, let's talk about you and your wife. How did you guys decide to really get serious about paying off debt?
At first, it really wasn't. I mean, I have historically balanced, handled the finances, balanced the checkbook, wrote out the bills. So I kind of have done that since we've been married.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to a point about the 4 years ago when we were getting ready to plan a summer vacation, and I realized that we couldn't afford it. We didn't have any available cash, and we had basically maxed out. We had five credit cards at the time, and we had maxed them out, and
mm-hmm.
there was no way that we could afford I shouldn't even say afford. I mean, there was no way we could finance
mm-hmm.
a summer vacation. And so I knew, at that point, I knew we had to make a change. Handling the finances, I knew we were out of options. We had no available cash and no available credit.
That's pretty rough. How did everybody take it? Did you take the trip?
No,
okay.
Because we simply couldn't afford it. So, we basically did a staycation that year. We did some local things, some free things. So we did spend time as a family, and then we started to figure out what we needed to do financially to kind of clean up this mess.
Okay, so you figured that you couldn't afford the vacation, and you're, I assume, having this conversation with your family or at least your wife about needing to get out of debt. Was she on board at the beginning?
Not initially. It took a little time. I kind of had to show, kind of explain to her the philosophy of. I was able to find some information pretty quickly. I found some blogs online. I found some personal finance blogs. I found Dave Ramsey.
Uh-huh.
Almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to his show, and I read his book, The Total Money Makeover. So that was kind of the springboard for me, and I immediately said, okay, I thought we could do this, that we could easily make a change, just really stop spending more than we make and clean up this mess. And it took a little bit longer for my wife to come on board. I kind of just explained to her, really focusing on the end goal of saying, we make a considerable income. If we clean up this mess going forward, we'll be able to do anything we want.
Okay.
If we want to go on any vacation or redo the kitchen in the house or get things for the kids, we make so much, such a good income that we'll be able to do those things without fighting about money or struggling with how we're going to figure out how to pay for it. So she kind of jumped in.
So how long would you say that process was between you discovering Uncle Dave, as we like to call him around here, and because the same thing here, ran across the Total Money Makeover, great book, and how long would you say from that point to your wife kind of jumping on board and being behind you 100%?
It was probably about 6 to 8 weeks. The thing for us was that we kind of really hit a rock bottom point because we didn't have any cash. We didn't have any. We were maxed out on our credit. I couldn't get any more credit. It wasn't like I could go get an increase on any of our credit lines or any of our credit cards. So we were really kind of at a rock bottom point where we really didn't have any other options. There was no other way to go but to stop doing what we were doing and change, the kind of the bad habits. So I think for us, it didn't take that long for my wife, and then we sat down with our kids and explained it to them, and they kind of just came along for the ride, but it made quicker sense for everybody because of the position we were in.
Okay. So you've been kind of chronicling this on your blog, debtdiscipline.com. How long have you been writing with your blog?
A little bit over a year. I did have another blog prior to that, just a free Google blog that I had up for a little while, but I wasn't very consistent with it. But about a year ago, I really did a self-hosted the Debt Discipline blog, and really have been on a weekly basis, two or three times a week, posting.
Was that helpful in your process?
Yeah, it has. It helps keep me connected because. I try to listen to Dave Ramsey still on a day-to-day basis. I don't always get to do that. I listen to his podcast like on the weekends when I'm doing stuff around the house, on an iPod. But I find having my own blog is that I'm able to – I read a lot of other blogs, so I stay connected with other people in similar situations or different situations. Dealing with, personal finance and budgets, but then also helping describe my own personal situation with a family of, family of five.
Okay.
It's helped me, stay connected.
So now I like to kind of talk a little bit about how you involve the children, because like I said, your children are older enough to really understand that there was a change in lifestyle. So how did you involve them in this process?
Well, one of the things I did, we tried to do early on was just we wanted to include them in the discussion, have them understand how much money we made, what a budget was, how we paid bills, what the checkbook was. Just have them understand the basics. These were things that when I was growing up, my parents really didn't discuss. I mean, they explained to me how to write a check and what a checkbook was and things like that, but we never really discussed the finances of the family. So I wanted to start to involve my children. My wife and I wanted to involve our children because we understood that we weren't taught that way at a young age. So it would be beneficial for us to teach our kids so that they don't hopefully make the same mistakes that, we made. So one of the first things that we talked about was cell phones. because they were getting to the age where they wanted their own cell phones. So we just sat down with them and explained, wanted them to understand the cost of cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Did they understand what a cell phone cost and what a just the initial purchase of, say, the device, and then the reoccurring cost that happens monthly? And did they understand somebody working, say, a minimum wage job, how long they would have to work for them to afford a phone and then the, you know, the service each month?
Okay.
So just to kind of put that in perspective for them, because, oh, I want a new phone, I want the latest iPhone, or I want the latest Android phone. Well, okay, well, if that's a $200 phone, you have to work X amount of hours to be able to pay for that phone, and then you have to work X amount of hours to pay for that monthly service.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, we started to put that in perspective.
Okay, that's awesome.
And then they started to realize, like, oh, well, okay, I can't just go get that new phone anytime I want it.
Or maybe I need to make this phone last a little bit longer because it's perfectly fine.
Right, exactly.
Right. So what's been the most challenging part of your journey out of debt?
Early on was just being able to make the change, breaking our habits, just breaking a lot of bad habits of the...
Like what? What's a bad habit did you have to change?
Convenience of, you know, we're having a busy night and we just want to go grab fast food as opposed to taking the 20 minutes, 25 minutes to make the meal at home.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize that, you know, fast food isn't very healthy for you, but then also costs you, $30, $40, and you could make a lot more food, you can buy a lot more food at the grocery store for $40 and make, you know, meals for a few days based on that, when you start thinking of that in those terms, it really starts to make a lot more sense. One of the other things that we talked to our kids about was ice cream. Ice cream is one of their, like, favorite desserts.
Mm.
And we would get ice cream from the ice cream truck every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if all five of us got ice cream from the ice cream truck, it would be, you know, $10 for the five of us to get ice cream. And at one point, I said to them, I said, well, we could take that same $10 and go to the supermarket and buy, you know, 2 half gallons and some cones and some hot fudge, and you can have ice cream all week, or we can get ice cream from the ice cream truck tonight, and you can have this tonight. I said, so what would you like to do? And they said, let's get in the car and go to the supermarket and get ice cream. So when you start thinking in those type of terms, you know, those changes are a little bit more, you know, easier. You don't have to eat out, you know, as frequently, because paying $4 for a soda when you can, you know, buy a 2-liter for, you know, $1.50, or, you know, whatever you're choosing to eat.
It's uh-huh. just,
when you start changing those habits, we started to realize how much money we could save by just cutting things out of our by changing our lifestyle.
Mm. And it's interesting that the benefits are not just towards your financial future, but also, you know, they trickle into other areas like health, you know, like setting an example for your kids. This is great stuff. Happy for you all.
We found we were able to eat healthier, you know, and
you feel better, you can focus better on your finances because you feel, you know, it's all connected.
and then really wanting to be able to teach our children, you know, better ways so that, you know, as they kind of start their financial lives, as, you know, I have 2 15-year-olds and they're getting ready, they're looking for jobs, you know, when they're 16, they'll be 16 early next year and they're going to look for part-time jobs. And they start earning their first income, that they're starting out on the right foot with money, that they know how to save and they know how to not overspend.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important to me, because if they start off on the right foot from the beginning, they'll be incredibly wealthy. So that's the goal.
Much, much further along. I totally agree. So now you mentioned, when I talk to people about getting out of debt, and we do so in these 30-minute time frames, it often almost makes it seem simplistic almost to me. And we can, you know, you mentioned it took 50 months. As you mentioned in your blog, there were some ups and some downs, and Murphy visited a number of times, right?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of something that happened to you unexpectedly while you were trying to pay off debt and how you all handled it?
Well, we had our emergency fund, so we always maintained that. Well, we had the $1,000 emergency fund.
Okay.
So we had that small kind of security blanket, and we were able to cover most emergencies with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had a dishwasher blow up. We had car repairs that happened along the way. But probably the biggest thing that happened was when we decided that we were going to get out of debt and we were going to work this plan. You know, my wife went back to work to help increase our income.
Okay.
One of the other steps that we took, you know, we cut things out of our budget, but we also decided let's try to increase our income. So she went back to work part-time. But along the way, during those 50 months, she was in a car accident, and she was out of work for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's back healthy now and back to work, and she's doing fine. But for a period of time, for a year, she was out of work, and so we had lost her wages for about 6 months at that time. So we had to kind of dial back a little bit of what we were doing, but we were able to really just roll with that. It wasn't that big of a deal because our main concern was my wife's health. So the income loss was not really a big deal for those 6 months. We just wanted to make sure that she was healthy and back on her feet. And if she was able to get back to work, well, then good. If not, we would survive because we were working a plan. You know, we were organized, and that was probably one of the biggest challenges.
And I think the key thing here is that you didn't give up because there are going to be some cash catastrophes, as I like to say sometimes. and you know, sometimes small, sometimes bigger, sometimes more irritating than others. But I think the thing to remember is that you just have to make up in your mind that you want to continue and reach your goal, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many times you have to maybe sidestep or press pause or whatever it is that has to happen in your particular situation. The key here that I'm getting from your story is that you just do not give up, and that's great. So let me ask you this. You're on the debt-free side of life now. How does it feel? Even though it's only been since September.
It feels amazing. It feels like a weight has been lifted.
Okay, so what types of things are you doing now to avoid maybe ending up as like a yo-yo debtor or going back into debt again? If you know, as much as you can control it.
Well, one of the things I'm trying to do is just we're discussing a lot, right? So we're as a family we're deciding on now what are we going to do with the surplus of money that we have, you know, each month. So you know, that's one of the big things that we're doing. And we're not jumping into any major decisions
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly want to increase retirement savings. We're looking at college funds, but we're just kind of taking our time right now.
And enjoying the enjoying
right.
the process.
We just don't want to make any rash, you know, quick decisions. We want to just take our time
uh-huh.
and, you know, over the next month or two, just make sure that we have a solid plan, you know, before we move forward.
Perfect. So our time is kind of coming to a close here, and I do thank you so much, Brian, for taking the time out to share your story. I would like, if before we wrap up today, if you could leave people with one thing to encourage them in their debt-free process, what would that be?
I think it's just important that people understand that it can be done. I think you just have to really keep the end goal in mind. And I mean, I think we're example of that. We had our ups and downs along the way. We had over a six-figure, you know, debt, and we were able to accomplish that. So I think anybody, no matter if you have 10, 15, 20, whatever the amount of debt you may have is, I think if you set a goal and get yourself organized, that you can accomplish, you know, clearing up that debt.
Well said. Well said. Hey, guys, I just want to reinforce a key point that he said. Please understand that this can be done. You can complete your debt-free journey. If you need help, through our site, debtfreedivas.org, and just click on the community tab. So we're out of time, but never out of topics. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found some inspiration that you can use to help you stay motivated. And until we get back together again, you guys have a great money week.